Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's cabinet approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause a 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The decision early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. Ceasefire will go into effect Sunday. In an AP interview, senior fellow at the Jewish People Policy Institute, Shmuel Rosner, explained why Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was initially so cautious.
One of the great advantages that Netanyahu has as a leader, not as a person, but as a leader, is that he's always highly concerned. He's almost paranoid in the way he conducts politics. And maybe that's why he survives for so long. Netanyahu never misses a hint of trouble. And he would go the extra mile to make sure that his coalition is maintained.
Meanwhile, a team of doctors in Israel is preparing for the return of the hostages from Gaza with the expectation that many are likely to have severe life-threatening complications from spending more than a year in captivity. Much about their conditions is unknown, and hospitals and experts are preparing for multiple scenarios. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office from inside the Capitol Rotunda on Monday because of forecast of intense cold weather. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the indoor move means hundreds of thousands of people will not see the inaugural festivities the way they planned.
Roughly 250,000 have tickets to watch from around the Capitol grounds. Tens of thousands more were expected in general admission areas or along the inaugural parade route. Trump says some backers can watch the ceremony from Washington's Capitol One Arena and says he will stop by after taking the oath.
AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. The presidents of Russia and Iran have signed a broad cooperation pact to deepen their partnership amid stinging Western sanctions. The Kremlin says a comprehensive strategic partnership treaty, signed Friday by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian, covers all areas from trade and military cooperation to science, education, and culture. Associated Press correspondent Vladimir Eisenchinkov reports on why this is particularly important to Iran.
Iran requires stronger Russian assistance as it faces deep economic problems and is grappling with massive security challenges in its sphere of influence across the Middle East. Those challenges for Iran could get even deeper after Trump returns to the White House with his policy of maximum pressure on Iran.
AP correspondent Vladimir Eisenchinkov. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing calls to order a national inquiry into a police operation that was meant to combat illegal mining but ended up leaving 87 miners to die underground as authorities attempted to force them to surrender during a month-long standoff. The tragedy at the abandoned gold mine began to unfold in August when police cut off food supplies for a period of time to the miners working illegally in the tunnels. This week, police were forced to launch a rescue operation after a court ordered them to do so. TikTok says it will have to go dark this weekend unless the outgoing Biden administration assures the company it will not enforce a shutdown of the popular app. This after the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning the app unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. AP correspondent Hallelujah Hadero reports on what happens when the TikTok ban goes into effect.
So under the law, internet hosting services will be prohibited from offering TikTok, and app stores like the ones operated by Apple and Google also can't offer the app to users. So that means for people that want to download TikTok, it likely won't be there. And for people who currently have the app on their phones, they would likely keep, you know, having access to it, but they can't do updates, which over time is going to make the app unusable and unworkable.
The decision came as President-elect Donald Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution. Officials say more than 40 Pakistanis are feared to have drowned in the capsizing of a migrant boat off West Africa's Atlantic coastline. The Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, expressed grief over the deaths and stressed the need for strict measures to curb human trafficking. The comments came after a migrant rights group, Walking Borders, said 50 people had died on their way to the Canary Islands and 44 of them were Pakistanis. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.